Welcome, everyone. My name is David Nicol. I'm the director of the Guyfield Project, co-host of this Spirituality and Peace series with the Shift Network Summer of Peace program. It's really exciting to have you all with us. Welcome back if you've been following this series. And this is a particular kind of call, a particular series in which we're not just talking about peace and peace building, but creating a real deep experience of peace in ourselves and building a field of peace that can contribute towards the shift to a global culture of peace. So the idea of this series is that each week we're featuring a different spiritual leader who's guiding us in a practice from his or her tradition. And each time that we come together in the field, that we're building another layer to this field of peace that we're developing all through the northern summer, the southern winter. And it's an experiment in planetary spirituality and what we call global subtle activism, creating the conditions at a very deep level of consciousness to support a shift in the collective. The series will culminate in a global attunement for peace on September 21st, the International Day of Peace, where we'll have a teleconference that will link hub sites in multiple cities around the world, and we'll have thousands of people calling in to bring this field to a climax. So we hope that you will join us for that peak event as well on September 21st. In this event, we also feature a global care room, which is a beautiful way to allow the field to be seen and recognized in a visual sense, where we have an internet site that features a Google Earth map that spins, and when people log into that map, it shows up as a point of light on the map. So each week, we upload to the care room the meditation that's led by the teacher from each call, so that throughout the week you can go back and listen to that meditation as many times as you want during the week with others around the world. So it's another way to keep feeding this field of peace that we're building. So before I introduce our guest speaker today, just a few announcements. This is an important date of the year for peace-building efforts around the world because we're right at the time of the anniversary of the Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombings, which are commemorated by many different groups around the world as an important marker. So those events are on August 6th and 9th. The World Peace Prayer Society is commemorating the 67th anniversary of the dropping of the Hiroshima bomb with a profound global ceremony that will take place today in U.S. time, 4:10 p.m. Pacific, 7:10 p.m. Eastern. If you would like to participate in that event, it's an online and via teleconference event, then please visit www.worldpeace.org to get the details. And the Summer of Peace program will interview Steve Leeper live from the Hiroshima Peace Culture Foundation tomorrow, August 6th at 5 p.m. Pacific. And he will be talking about raising consciousness to facilitate a choice of heaven over hell. So that will be a fascinating call live from the Hiroshima Peace Culture Foundation tomorrow, August 6th. And you can find out the details at the Summer of Peace website. So we also want to thank all of the Oneness Circles, and we'll be hearing more about this Oneness Movement in just a moment from our guest speaker. But we've had many Oneness Circles add their peace events to the Summer of Peace website, so we really want to thank you all for doing that. And there's been many other events as well that have been shared on the Summer of Peace website. So you can post any event that you like or see the events that are already being posted. There's an incredibly diverse array of peace-building events that are happening, and you can find them by going to www.summerofpeace.net and click on events to see or post events. So I'm very delighted to introduce Annette Karlstrom, our guest speaker and teacher for today. She's a modern-day mystic referred to in the press as Sweden's answer to the Dalai Lama. And she is a leading teacher in this profound and growing international movement that teaches the oneness blessing, sometimes called the oneness diksha. She is an international best-selling author. She's a recording artist, a health practitioner, and a mom. She's especially known for her gift of divine energy transmissions that aren't called the oneness blessings, which tend to dissolve mind chatter and accelerate one's own evolutionary ascension to living an authentic life of unlimited possibilities. She's written a number of acclaimed books, and she travels the world sharing oneness courses throughout Europe, but also across the world. She's appeared in many radio and TV shows in the U.S. and Europe. And we're very delighted to have her presence from Sweden. We normally don't connect with that part of the world in these sort of events, but she's at home in Sweden today, so it's just a delight to have you, Annette. So welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much, David. It's such an honor to be part of this network. Thank you so much for inviting me here today.
You're very welcome. So, Annette, I'm sure that many of our listeners have heard of this rising phenomenon known as the Oneness Blessing Movement, and it really does seem like a movement that's taking off around the world and spreading this consciousness of oneness. And I would love, and I think many of our listeners would love to hear just the general story of this movement and the teaching, the particular teaching that it's bringing forth into the world.
Yes, this particular teaching is springing out of India. That's where it first arrived, but it does not belong to any particular teacher or teaching or cultural background. It is free of any belonging to anything, and this is perhaps the beauty of it and why it's spreading so fast, that you don't have to have a certain master or religion or rules around it. It's about discovering the presence within you, whoever you are. And I first heard about it from an atheist here in Sweden, so it truly does not have to do with anything of belief or faith, which is what pulled me into it, being coming from more of a scientific background, but always been a spiritual seeker for peace. So discovering the oneness phenomenon in 2002, it completely shifted everything in my life. And the founders of the Oneness University, called Sri Aman Sri Bhagwan, they had the vision at a very early age that humanity will go through a shift in consciousness around the year 2012, and they are here to help and contribute in that shift of consciousness called awakening into oneness, describing this phenomenon where you no longer feel separate from everything around you. You feel at one with and oneness with everything around you. And this process is an inner process happening inside of you, as it is not something you go knocking on doors telling everybody to join this movement, like you said. It is a movement, but it's a movement of consciousness. And it's affecting people in different ways depending on the background you have. So it's not about changing your picture of a reality, your view of life. It's about actually living your beliefs or living your truth and contributing to the wholeness with peace. And this is exactly what this network that you are creating doing. So I'm very, very honored and happy to bring forth the oneness blessing into this field of network, as many of us have discovered that finding inner peace actually gives rise to creating peace in the environment around. And if enough people were to discover this inner peace for themselves, then that would indeed affect the whole larger consciousness of humanity. So that is the vision the founders have kept all along. And if by the end of this year there are enough people, and calculated from a more scientific base, it would be if 70,000 people were in a state of peace, in a state of oneness, had awakened to that presence within themselves, that would, in turn, shift the consciousness of humanity, not being ridden by the mind and the thoughts, which in core is fear, but actually be experiencing peace and love and joy for no reason, as that is our human nature to experience. And you can say that once you have awakened to this part inside of you, it's highly contagious. You know, it tends to like rub off on everyone around you. A person that is happy is no problem to anyone else. So if there were more happy feet walking on this earth, this place would indeed be a paradise to live in. And so that is what many of us now are working for. Whatever you are in the oneness and blessing community or in other communities, there are many of us now working for this peace. And what I will introduce on this call is one way of accessing the presence within, the presence of grace. This is a presence outside the mind's capacity. It is an energy housed within each and every human heart. And we just relate to it in many different ways. And this is what has caused friction and war and conflict in our world. If each person had the freedom to connect to this presence within the heart in their own way, each person would discover that we all connected on a fundamental level. And this itself would give rise to peace. It is awakening to the intelligence, the wisdom of the heart. You know, the heart has, has discovered that it has 5,000 times more magnetic field than the brain. And if we were to discover how we are constantly using our heart and our feelings in communicating with the world, we would pay more attention to that this is actually our governing organ in the body. So the oneness blessing is an energy transfer that helps you to go through the veil that stands in the way for you to discover your heart's wisdom, that your heart starts flowering. And as that happens, as the heart starts flowering, you become having peace within yourself. For most people today, we are conflict-ridden within ourselves. We are concerned about the world out there. We want to have peace in our world. But within us, we are filled with conflict. Our hearts are in pain and suffering. And by receiving a healing of the heart, an awakening of the heart, awakening to the presence within us, there can be a shift in the actual perception of our world. As the heart receives the transformations, as our feelings are being healed, as our relationships are set in order, they are being healed, the heart then sends signals to the brain that there is a different way of relating to the world. The brain then picks up these signals and actually makes a shift, a neurobiological shift. It affects the overactive centers of thought in the brain and also the underactive calming centers we have in the frontal lobe. So these are the different areas that are being affected once the heart has flowered, you could say. And once that has happened, you will have a different perspective on your reality. You can no longer say that you are suffering. You will have a different perspective. You will have access to the sensory input. You know, when you taste something or when you hear something, you hear. And when you see something, you would see. When you touch something, you would touch. Without the interference and always commenting of the mind, that is what most humans today are experiencing, such conflict. We are not able to live in the now, live in the present, experiencing life going through us because there's this constant commenting of the mind. That will ease. Sometimes there will be just silence, completely no thoughts. If there are thoughts, your consciousness will not be attached to it. It will be an experience of a decluttering of the mind. That is a happening, an automatic happening, when the heart awakens, when the wisdom of the heart awakens. So it's not something that is done with the mind. It is not a special technique. It is the gift of the oneness blessing that it's an actual happening. And that in itself gives rise to this very nice experience of the brain, very calm and peace feeling you feel inside when you actually feel present in the moment. You know, when you're sitting in a chair, you're actually just experiencing sitting is such a beautiful thing. There's no need to be commenting on anything. The intelligence of the mind, the intellect, is still there. It's not that you lose your mind. It is actually that you use the mind. The mind is used when it needs to be used. But it is not bothering you in your inner world. Your inner world becomes very simple. It is very simple and ease inside at all times. That way, you can have energy to deal with the outer world that needs our attention and our energy. And many people today, especially in Sweden and my part of the world where I live, many people are what we call burnt out. There's too much inner activity that they are too burnt out to act in the outer world. It has become a sickness in the physical body, the nervous system. So to help correct this problem, there needs to be access to an energy outside the mind's capacity. And that is what we can call the power of grace or the presence of grace. It is within each and every human heart. And it's about each one discovering it for themselves. We're hoping here that this can inspire a person to find it within, or if you've already found it, the oneness blessing can actually enhance this connection so that eventually you will have like a broadband to this presence within your heart. It will be like bandwidth, you call it in English. Very strong, like a highway, you know, from the brain to the heart. Because you are connected to the intelligence. So it's not that you sit and meditate all day, even though that is the most beautiful thing you could do is sit in silence and meditation. But actually, the oneness blessing helps you to experience life from that perspective that it's like being in meditation, but you are active. You are using and experiencing the sensory input, the touch, the hearing, the seeing, the experiencing going through life, through your body. You are becoming fully alive and you are not in conflict with anything. So the oneness blessing is an energy that starts this process of oneness awakening. You could say awakening to this presence within, or deepening that presence if you already connected with your heart or that intelligence of the heart. So you can say that, yes. Later in the call, I wanted to share this oneness blessing with you so that the people on the call could experience it. So.
Yes, we're looking forward to that very much. I wanted to just refer to something you said a little earlier about this vision of if enough people around the world enter into this state of consciousness, this notion that it could facilitate a collective shift. And one of the things that we've been finding with this series is how much that vision seems to be emerging across different groups, and that there seems to be something in this year 2012 that is supporting a convergence of many different groups who are sharing a similar sort of vision like that. And I'm just curious if you've experienced something like that in your travels and the different groups and people that you've been speaking to, the sense that there's some something in the collective that's ready for a more profound convergence, you know, across different cultures, different religions, around this kind of unifying vision that you're describing, that is shared by the founders of the oneness movement. It seems like it's shared by many groups these days.
Yes, David, it certainly is, and that's the beauty of this. And as traveling, I've been traveling for the past 10 years across the world, sharing this vision and sharing about the oneness phenomenon, oneness blessing. And in the early days, you know, all the time we've been speaking about 2012 is a season for this to start happening. Many people have been in the oneness process, working for this peace for many years. But we're all hearing about the phenomenon of 2012. It's like having a hand in our back, you know, supporting that it will actually start happening. And as I traveled to different parts of the world, like in Hawaii, as I met the, you don't call it, the natives. The natives in Hawaii, they said the same thing. We knew about this. It's in our culture, in our tradition. And I spoke to different Indian tribes, they have the same knowledge coming from a different perspective. And then, of course, the Mayan calendars, who I've also been very deeply involved in. And it seems like different paths are all uniting this year. And this is coming to a fruit now. All the hard work many different paths have been doing, we're all coming together like different rivers, you know, emerging into the big ocean of oneness, awakening, no matter what path you are coming from. It's about accessing that consciousness within you and thereby giving a shift in the outer world. So very grateful to be part of this.
Annette, too, I'm curious to just hear from you as well, just before we go into our practice here. You had mentioned that you came to this work from a scientific background, and I'm just curious what led to your awakening and how that experience was for you to come from a scientific background and then to devote, what led to your decision to devote your life to this work?
Yes. My family comes from an academic and scientific background, so I could say half my brain is like that, but I also have a very strong mystical side. So from early on, as I can remember, as 3 years old, I've been a spiritual seeker, a seeker for peace, even though there was no obvious reason to find looking for peace because I had no particular problem around me growing up. But this has been an urge, a deep passion from within to find the actual truth, not having to belong to any particular religion or tradition, but actually to know that which we call God or the divine. But nobody around me were very interested in this. And in Sweden and Scandinavia are very much atheistic countries. So this searching to know the fundamental questions, you know, to find out, is there a God? And I want to know him if there is one. I don't want to believe blindly. I want to have the experience. And this is what set me off on a very deep journey of seeking. And I found many great teachers along the way. But again, I didn't want to belong to any particular path. I wanted to discover this for myself without having to go with a certain path. So in 2002, February, there was a breakthrough in this when there was actually an atheist, and I had never actually heard an atheist having a spiritual awakening, but this is what he shared on this lecture. He had been to India and met the founders of Oneness University, and he was very touched in the heart, and he shared this. And then he also transferred the energy, which was not known as the Oneness Blessing or Oneness Diksha. He was just simply connecting to his heart, to the presence in his heart that had awakened in him. And he said, I hope that this will rub off like a positive disease. That those were his words. He was so moved by this. There's something inside each and every one of us, however we relate to it, whatever we call it, it doesn't matter. It is there. It is fully alive. And I hope you each will experience it. That's why he had this lecture. And he just touched on our heads very shortly. And I've received healing many times. I know what that is. But this was completely different. As this happened, I became aware of a very strong presence of light. And it's hard to find words for this, but it was light. It was intelligence, wisdom, a seeing, and a full awareness of everything inside this being. And as this happened, I became intensely aware that it wasn't all that nice. You know, I was carrying a lot of what you could call shadow side, a lot of inner struggling, trying to get rid of or clear away different difficult sides of me. So as this seeing comes in, which is total love, there was no judging of this. It was just a seeing of it. I knew that this is what I have been looking for all my life. There was no question. Every cell in my body knew. And you'd be surprised what you experience, what your experience will be when you have that, finally, what you're looking for. Because the man I've been talking about, gratitude is the highest state of consciousness. And you should move into gratitude, he said. But I wasn't grateful when I received this. I was filled with this inner anxiety and very inner conflict ridden. And this presence was just looking and said something. This presence got a voice. And I usually don't hear voices, but this was a very important message coming to me that actually changed my life from then on, because this presence said to me, don't be afraid to meet your inner suffering. Don't be afraid to meet your inner suffering. And as I was sitting in the most suffering you could imagine at that time, in the presence of this wisdom, divine wisdom, I did that. I just relaxed about it, saw the fact that all that is there, and I embraced it. As that was embraced with this presence, there was a change of that dark energy or that struggling energy. It was like a physical sensation all through the body, every cell in the body, what I would call a bliss running through the whole body, just physically all the way through. It was a tremendous experience. Eventually, that experience, you know, settled down, but it left me with something, my own experience, that this presence within is for real. It is alive. It has intelligence, love, and wisdom. And from then on, started the journey of oneness awakening. I then received help to meet this inner conflict that I had one by one. And the first thing that happened was the healing of the relationships, not having to change myself or change the other, as I saw that was the main problem of my inner struggle. So from 2002 February until August 2003, there was a huge transformation process taking place. And when I finally went down to India to meet the founders of the Oneness University, and I took a course down there, there was a huge shift taking place as my brain then got used to not running away from that which is bothering me, what is called suffering or what is discomfort inside. Actually seeing that when you were just seeing it, being aware of it, there was a shift and a change of the actual energy. That there is actually nothing to run away from or trying to explain away. It's actually just the seeing of it will move you into the state of love. So that was my journey, a little briefly explained.
Thank you. It's really, really inspiring to hear the details. I would love now to invite you to lead us into this deep state, into this practice, and I would like to just invite everyone who's listening to really see this as a profound opportunity to experience the power of spirit and the power of our collective spirit here. What we've tended to find in our work is that it's really the depth of presence of each of us that when we bring our full presence to this sort of work, that there is we experience the full potential of our being to impact the world. And so I would invite you to really bring your full self-present to this next part of the call. And let's just be open to what we can experience and be together in this field. So, Annette, I would love you to lead us now into the practice.
Thank you so much, David. Such an honor to be here with all the people gathered here. And it is like a field, like a network between all of us that creates this opportunity of healing, of deeply healing any wounds that needs to heal so that we can contribute with peace in this world. So wherever you're at, just close your eyes. Just close your eyes and relax. Relax fully in the body, from your feet all the way down, up your body, your legs, your buttocks, your back, your stomach. And just notice what it feels like in your body. You don't have to change anything. Just notice and see what is actually going on without having to change anything. Up your whole chest and your shoulders. Feel your arms getting heavy and relaxed, your hands and fingers, your neck and throat, and your whole head and your face. Just relax and feel how the body is getting heavy, melting into where you're at. So relax. And now put a little focus inside your heart, as the heart is usually where we connect to this presence within. However you relate to it, whatever you call it, spirit, divine, God, universal intelligence, power of the universe, sacred self, whatever you call it, however you name it, it is the fully living power of presence within you. It is fully alive. It carries a deep-seated intelligence and wisdom. It's capable of deep love, all-encompassing love. It is its very nature. The nature of the presence within you is that deep-seated peace, very intense experience of joy. This is in the rock bottom of all your experiences in life. There is the presence experiencing what you and your human consciousness are also experiencing. It is shared by the presence within you. You were never alone. You always had it with you. You maybe didn't notice it that much. But now in this time of awakening, we are awakening to this presence fully. The power of the divine, however you relate to it. It is now awakening fully inside our own very bodies. The huge, great power within us. Capable of creating great health. And as more people connect to this power of presence within, there could be more shift in consciousness affecting the world outside. So now as you connect to this presence within, we will ask now for a very strong oneness blessing to awaken this power fully. Oneness blessing is given like a seed You know, like a seed you put in the ground, it will come up and sprout and flower in its own time. So you can just receive this energy transfer of a full flowering of your heart, a presence in your heart, however you relate to it. And if you already have a connection with that, you can ask now that you will have a deeper experience of that presence. We receive this oneness blessing through this chant.
Om Satchitananda Parabrahma Purushottama Parama Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Om Satchitananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Sameta Shri Bhagavate Namaha Shri Bhagavati Sameta Shri Bhagavate Namaha Shri Bhagavate Namaha
Relax inside the heart. Just be in the stillness of your heart. Just let the presence of your heart fully move out in your whole body like a golden liquid light going out, filling the whole torso, the whole stomach, all the organs in the body. Every part of the body is included in this presence of golden liquid light, this healing energy of peace going out into your whole body, down your legs, down into your feet and toes, up your shoulders, your whole chest, your arms, down your fingers, up your throat, this golden liquid light filling your whole head, your whole face, bringing peace, joy, and love to every part of your being. See how it is also extending outside your physical body. It's actually moving outside your physical body, like a, under your feet, like an arm's length out your feet. Very intense presence it is there too. All the way to the, both your sides, on your right knee, your left side, you can see it extending out and on the front of your body and then behind your back and on top of your head. It's extending this golden liquid light. It's just all encompassing all around you. And see how it's also extending past that, out into this world. And wherever you are seated or lying down now, see that the whole room that you're in is also embedded in this golden liquid light coming in from your heart, extending out. And see how it's taking up your whole home or wherever you're at, the whole building you're in, this presence of love, of light. See that the beings around you, maybe your family is close by, or whoever comes to you right now in your heart, somebody you come to think of, just invite them into your heart. They will also be affected by the presence from your heart. You invite them in. Your near and dear ones, your partner, your children, your brother, sister, your parents, your friends, your co-workers, invite anyone you want to. Ask for that peace to be experienced by them too, in a way that it's natural for them to experience. That they also would awakening to that presence within them in a way that is close to their nature. Ask for a blessing to be given to each and every one who you hold in your heart. A blessing for peace. A healing energy of peace, of love, an all-encompassing love that is not dependent on an outside event. It is not the kind of love that is a feeling that comes and goes. It is actually a state of consciousness that the body, the human body, is designed to experience. Ask that the people that you hold in your heart will have an awakening to this power of love within them, the power of presence, and whoever you hold in your heart. Just ask for this blessing to be given to them and receive this oneness blessing through this chant.
Purnamida. Purnamidam. Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Purnamidam Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Purnamidam Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. And stay in your heart. Let that presence fully emerge out into your whole world, to all the people that you know. And see an extension, this network of peace and love is extending through us all across the planet. Different time zones, different places. We land into the presence of now, which is a fully alive presence of love. Capable of creating a new world for humanity to live in. See how people are awakening to this presence within them. People in different countries, whatever visions you are getting right now, it is a gift from the divine inside of you. Bring that into this network of healing peace right now. It will help that grid work of healing peace energy to actually take form on this planet. See how it is extending out from people, different countries, different nationalities, each in their own way, finding the presence within, starting to relate to it, communicate with it, being in constant communion with this, into finally melting into one, like many different cells in the body. We are all working as one, the cells of the body being healthy because there are relationships with other cells in the body, and that's what's creating life in the body being all that is. So each and every one of us are contributing like little healthy cells in this body of awakening. See how a new world can emerge from so many people awakening across the globe, each in their own way, without having to conform to a certain religion or path. Each one discovering their own path and the reality of that, the full life of that, contributing to new intelligence on this planet. This planet is in deep need of healing, of happy people walking on it, happy feet walking around on this beautiful planet, honoring it, respecting it, connecting with the universe around, like connecting with the mother and father, the divine mother earth and the divine father sky. It's fully alive. It is not a static thing. It is here to be discovered by the heart and the wisdom of the heart. As the wisdom of the heart is awakening in so many people across the globe, there will be a shift and a transformation happening. And this process is happening right now through you in this very moment. So whatever visions you have coming to you right now, let that vision spring forth from your heart. Let the wisdom and the presence from within your heart bring that forth into the world. And we'll ask for this last oneness blessing for creating a world with happy people, a world with peace. It is an actual reality coming from the consciousness within you.
Ameva mama sheranam Ameva mama sheranam Ameva mama sheranam Amatva vina anvana jani Bhagavan Swamina Anvana Jani Tameva Mama Sheranam Tameva Mama Sheranam Tameva Mama Sheranam Satchitananda Parabrahma Purushottama Satchitananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramahatma Shri Amma Bhagavan Paramahatma Shri Amma Bhagavan തമേവ മമ ശേരണം സ്വമേവ മമ ശേരണം സ്വമേവ മമ ശേരണം മമ ശേരണം മമ ശരണം.
And give gratitude in your heart to the presence within you that is now awakening, that is giving rise to this consciousness within you, that is fully expanding out into your whole life. As we give gratitude, this presence grows. The connection you have with it will be stronger and stronger if you give it gratitude every day. The minute you wake up, you are contributing to the whole. You are contributing to creating peace in this world because you will create peace within you. You will land into being a peaceful, happy individual, living the peace in this world. Give gratitude to that presence within you who is awakening within you. In the way that is natural for you to experience this. And with that, I extend my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you on this call. My deepest gratitude and love. Thank you so much for connecting together. My love to each and every one. Thank you. Thank you, David, for asking me to come today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Annette. What a profound, powerful gift that you just gave. I would like to invite those who are on the call, if you would like to share any aspect of your experience or have a question or comment of any kind, then we have some time here, a few minutes. So you press star 2 on your phone to make us see that you would like to speak. And if you're in the webcast, then you're welcome to type your question or comment into the webcast chat screen. So we'll just have a few minutes and take any calls, any questions. I also understand that many people, after this sort of practice, left in quite a wordless state, so it can be difficult to make any transition to words. It's often the experience. But
we have a question on the webcast from Dorothea that I could bring in. She asks, when you're in an insane situation that defies any sense of understanding, and negativity is flying at oneself for the in the now for no apparent cause or reason, is it best to try to work through the chaos or physically leave the situation or just surrender and stop and just be until the energy shifts for the better?
Yes, the best thing would be to be aware that this is going on and not leave the situation if it's possible. If you can connect with the presence in your heart, do these two things, connect with the presence, and then invite this chaos, this negativity. It is just an energy that needs to be experienced fully. You know, like a piece of log you put on the fire, it will burn up and become ashes. So it is with any negativity, any negative experience or feeling inside. If we don't run away from it, because it will come back, you know. If you want to, you can practice this. Just call upon the power of presence, go into mode of prayer, asking for it, please be present with me and help me experience this fully, that it can be transformed, and connect to the power of grace in whatever way is natural for you. There will be a shift of that inner chaos and the negativity.
Great. So I think I would like to share for myself, this is David, that I think the most profound part of that experience for me was experiencing this shift at a certain point where I felt this divine presence that we awakened. I felt it in touch with these layers of cynicism and doubt, and I felt it work and transform that layer. And it at the end, I felt this opening to this power that felt like it's beyond the polarity of doubt and belief. It's just this something that is of a different dimension, and totally free of that back and forth that it may be in us, in the world, between that the defensiveness of the doubt and then the hopefulness of the belief. It felt like it just opened that whole dimension up in freedom. Mm-hmm. So it was very profound to me. Mm.
Beautiful.
Okay, well, it seems like our audience is in quite a silent space, which is not surprising. and we are almost at the top of our hour, so it might be a good time to bring this to a close. I want to make one final announcement, which is that I had announced at the beginning that the Summer of Peace will interview Steve Lieber from the Hiroshima Peace Culture Foundation tomorrow, August 6th at 5 p.m. It's actually going to be at 3 p.m. Pacific. So if you're interested in that, go to the Summer of Peace website to find more information. And you'll also get the email from the Shift Network if you're on the Summer of Peace list about that call. Thank you again, Annette, so much. It was really a blessing and a grace to have you with us and to share this gorgeous and powerful transmission. And we wish all of you a beautiful day. To hopefully you can take this energy that we liberated in this practice and just spread it through your day. So until the next time, many blessings and namaste.